On a podcast provided by the DOT, Evers said he and Republicans hammered out an agreement that got him funding levels he sought in key areas. He says while on the campaign trail, he heard at nearly every stop the need to fix the state's roads. He says while this two-year budget got change going, more needs to be done.
I feel confident going forward, too, because what we've set is the opportunity to really make some significant investments in our transportation system, in our infrastructure. People will understand how important it is, and they will also understand how important it is to sustain that effort going forward.
Evers says the budget put more of an emphasis on new revenues and less borrowing. He says there needs to be a sustainable method of funding long-term projects, which he called a funding lockbox.
We have to have a sustainable transportation fund. It is going to be in this lockbox, and that will allow us to be sustainable going forward.
More than 200 state projects are in queue for DOT. Evers said he heard in rural Wisconsin that residents have felt the priorities always went to Milwaukee and Madison.
That's always a constant struggle for us to make sure that we deliver for northern and central Wisconsin, and it isn't just about Madison and Milwaukee, but in this case, we did. And frankly, the conversations I had during the campaign, they were all across the state. There weren't any pockets that said, oh, things are fine here.
Evers was joined by State Transportation Secretary-designee Craig Thompson on the podcast. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.